Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Merry Christmas. Good to see every single one of you here in person. Great to see our friends that are joining us online. It's such an honor for you to be a part of our service today and to host you, those on air. I'm absolutely thrilled. And like Pastor Brian has said, and also the service leaders, the end of the year is a wonderful time for us as a church, with lots of things happening. And of course, this year, for our very first time, taking the cantata outdoors was such a bold step. But we are so thankful for the faithfulness of God in the past 2 days, and also for the big city carols night. It's been absolutely wonderful seeing the people coming and families coming with their children just to come and really enjoy a good time at the old Kampala SS grounds, but also get to experience the Wetoto Christmas cantata. It was powerful. And so I want to encourage you, come. Do bring your friends. Two more shows today at 8 p.m. and tomorrow, but gets open early. So please do come in. Those who come driving, there's parking right there. The teams are just serving you because we want you to have a great experience. Bring especially those that don't know Jesus. I tell you, the cantata is so powerful. They will see the Christmas story and see themselves in the story and eventually give their lives to Jesus. So it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. Well, we've been in a series this Christmas themed Son of God. And it came from that particular verse in the script in the Bible where the angel said to Mary that she would conceive and give birth to a son, and that son would be, that child would be the Son of God. And that's where it is coming from. We opened the series with a question that every generation and every human being must answer. Who do you say Jesus is? He asked that question to his disciples. Who do people say I am? Very important question. And last week, we got to look at the fact that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, he came in flesh. God became man, the incarnation, very intentionally, because that is the only way he could become a perfect substitute to pay the price and the penalty for our sin. That's the only way he would become our perfect mediator. That's the only way he would be a high priest, the perfect high priest, to stand before God on our behalf. Why? He experienced what we go through. He knows what to be human is like. And finally, to destroy the greatest fear that human beings have, the fear of death. Only by being human could he experience death and defeat death. Well, today, I want to carry on with our series and share on this powerful truth that Jesus is God's radiant Son. As such a powerful truth. And so to kick us off, I would like us to all stand for the reading of God's word. And I love to do this these days because when we stand, it is an honoring thing because God is about to speak to us and we are attentive and ready to hear his word. Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3. Here's what it says. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. That's how we spoke. And now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. The Son, listen to this, radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. Now, Father, bless your word. Bless everyone that hears it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated. At the very center of the Christian faith is not a bunch of rules or rituals or a religious system. At the very center of the Christian faith is a person. And the scripture helps us to leave no doubt who that person is. His name is Jesus. And verse 3 that we just read says this about Jesus. He is the Son who radiates God's own glory. He expresses the very character of God. He sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. And when he cleanses us from all our sin, when he had cleansed us, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. Jesus is the center of our faith, the Son of God. So this is what it simply means. When we look at Jesus, we are not guessing what God is like. We are not seeing a partial picture. We are not meeting a lesser being. We are seeing God revealed. That's what it is about. And so, if you've ever wondered, what is God really like? Look at Jesus, the Son of God, the eternal Son of God. Jesus doesn't merely point us to God. He radiates God. He's God's radiant Son. He is the full display of God's glory. He is the exact expression of his nature. He is the one who holds the universe together, the one who cleanses us from sin and now reigns in majesty. Amen. Now please understand. Your life is shaped by what you believe about Jesus. Yep. Let me say it again. Your life is shaped by what you believe about Jesus. It will shape how you worship. It will shape how you go through suffering. It will shape how you live every day. It will shape what you do every day. What you believe about Jesus matters, my friends. And that's why we're taking time to talk about this very truth that Jesus is the eternal Son of God and today God's radiant Son. You see, the writer in Hebrews opens his writing in the book of Hebrews and he talks about the fact that Jesus is higher than the prophets and the angels and the systems that existed then, the religious systems. And he begins to help us understand and put Jesus in the right perspective. Because if we get it wrong, when it comes to what we believe about Jesus, everything collapses. But if we get the right perspective of who Jesus really is, everything falls into place. Our lives begin to make meaning. So today, There's four things that I want to highlight from those verses that we read in the book of Hebrews. And these are the four things. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, perfectly reveals God to us. He powerfully sustains all things, perfectly and completely cleanses us from sin, and finally, he powerfully reigns supreme. God's radiant Son, Jesus. Let's go a little bit deeper into these four areas. As God's radiant Son, Jesus perfectly reveals to us who God really is. I love what Colossians says. Colossians says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's who Jesus is. He radiates. That's what we just read. Another version says this: the Son is the radiance and the only expression of the glory of our awesome God. Reflecting God's Shekinah glory, tangible glory, the light being the brilliant light of the divine, and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence. That's amazing. Jesus, the perfect revelation of who God really is. Now, I know many of us love to stand before a mirror and see our image, a reflection. Now, because sometimes it's hard to really bring out some of the truths. So we could say that Jesus reflects the Father. But here's the challenge. When you stand before a mirror, that image is not real. It's just a virtual representation of who you really are. So here's the thing, my friends. Jesus is not just a reflection of God, he is a revelation of who God is. That's who Jesus really is. He's the revelation of God. When we see Jesus, we've seen the Father. His disciples asked him, Jesus, they'd been with him, and said, Jesus, show us the Father, and that will be enough. He said, guys, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. This is Jesus, the Son of God, that we are talking about. And that's why, you know, the incarnation was necessary. God became flesh so that God is no longer hidden or distant from us. He made himself known to us. God could have shouted from heaven, salvation, salvation come to humanity. No, he chose to step into our world and bring salvation to us through his Son, Jesus. And when you think about that, my friends, the radiant Son wrapped himself in human flesh. The one who sustains the universe allowed himself to be carried in a mother's womb. Wow. The one who commands creation, he submitted himself to the cross. Why did he do this? So that you and I not only just get to hear about God, but so that you and I could get to know him. We could get to know him personally. Now here's the thing, my friends. I know that you know very many people. You know so many people, and I also know There are many people you know that you've never met. Many that you know you've never met. And they're far away from you. Please understand. Some of those people that you know are very good from far. And the moment you get close to them, they are far from good. God didn't just want to be good from far. He came near. Emmanuel, God with us, so we could know him perfectly. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why the angels were excited that God has chosen to reveal himself to human beings by becoming one of them. Wow, wow, wow. And so Jesus, God's radiant son, he came to reveal who God really is. You see, if you want to know God, look to Jesus, God's radiant son. So that's the first point. Jesus came to reveal who God really is. Secondly, he powerfully sustains all things. Now the version says he holds all things together. Holding everything together simply means this. Jesus, God's radiant son, he upholds and maintains and propels all things. All things means the things that we physically see and the invisible things. He holds everything together. And he does it by his powerful word. Carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. Other versions say he holds everything, not just by the power of his word. I think it's the KJV. It says by the word of his power. Think about that. He holds all things together. Jesus didn't just create all things. He holds them together. The universe and our lives, the visible and the invisible, are sustained by the power of his word. Not by chance or effort. Things didn't just happen. If you live your life believing you just happened by chance, today I want to remind you, you didn't happen by chance. This world is not an accident. It was created. And the one who created it holds it all together. Everything in its right place. Science is still trying to discover. Some of them have acknowledged and said, you know what? The existence of the planet and the universe cannot be accidental. And so instead of acknowledging there is a creator, they call him, there's an intelligent designer. He's more than an intelligent designer. He's God, the creator of everything, and he holds everything together. Amen. He does. He holds it all together. Now here's what I know, my friends. Some of you watching, some of you who have walked today into church, you are trying to hold your life together. The year is coming to an end, and you're overwhelmed. The financial pressures you might be experiencing, maybe it's family tensions and relationships that are not working. It could be a job situation you've been given a letter letting you know that as soon as the next year starts, you're no longer needed at that workplace. It could be school. You missed your exams because you couldn't pay tuition. Maybe it's your business. That somehow this year has been tough and you've already been given notice to be evicted from your place of business because you can't afford the rent. Maybe it's your children who were sent out of school because you couldn't pay the fees. It might be a health report that you got this year and now your life is coming apart. It might be a marriage on the rocks. It might be a strained relationship with your kids. You're trying to keep it together. And life can be like that sometimes. But this Christmas, may you be reminded that none of us can hold these things together, but there's one we can trust who holds all things together. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus said, in this world, we will face troubles. We will face tribulations. We will face trials. Jesus is not ignorant of the fact that we reach a point where we can't hold it all together. But then he reassures us and he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome because I hold all things together. You can trust him. You can trust him. God's radiant sun powerfully holds all things together. He's aware of your past. He's aware of your present. He's aware of your future. He knows your concerns. He knows your fears. And Jesus says, don't let those overwhelm your mind, because the pagans are the ones who seem to worry. Those who don't know that they have a father, those who don't know Jesus, carry these things in their minds. But for you, put his kingdom first, put his righteousness first, and everything will fall in line. That's what he says, because he holds all things. He says, who of you by worrying can add a day to your life? Worry is an indication that you are trying to hold all things together. Faith is an indication that you trust the one who holds it together. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. God's radiant sun holds all things together. He can hold your life together. He can sort the mess that you're in. He can do what you failed to do to try and mend those relationships. He can take care of your future very ably, because he's a provider. He's a healer. He can heal what medicine cannot, because he is God's radiant sun and he holds all things together. Wow. So Jesus is the perfect revelation of who God really is. He powerfully holds all things together. And thirdly, he perfectly and completely cleanses us from our sin. Wow. That's what the book says. God's radiant sun perfectly and completely cleanses us from our sin. Now, here's the thing. Our human experience makes it difficult to believe this. Because when it comes to human beings, and all of us, none of us is perfect. When we hurt, when we do something wrong to another person and ask for forgiveness, they will forgive you. They will say they've forgiven you. Okay? Until you do the next wrong thing. The record of wrongs in chronological order will be brought back. Can I hear husband say amen? And because of that, we also bring it to our relationship with God. We ask Him for forgiveness, but we still think He carries the record of wrongs. I'm here to let you know, God's radiant sun is not like a human being that you've trusted and that you think have forgiven you, and they bring all these things. He, when you say, "Forgive me," perfectly, completely, not only forgives, cleanses us of all our sin. The record is gone. That's what God's radiant sun does. And for some of us, this truth is going to set us free. Because we are living with guilt of what we did 10 years ago. And we still carry it. It is a shadow. It is a burden. It is a shame. And it's right there. We can't see it, but only you knows it. And you keep carrying it. And you keep going on year after year. And you're saying, "Oh, I regret doing this. I regret having said this. I regret having made this decision." And that guilt carries on and on. Today may you be set free, knowing that God's radiant son, Jesus, perfectly and completely, completely cleanses us from sin. He does, if you trust Him. You see, that scripture says when He, Jesus Himself, not any other, by offering Himself on the cross as a sacrifice for sin, He accomplished the purification from our sins. He established our freedom from guilt. And this is what He did. He sat down, revealing His completed work. The imagery of sitting down is the imagery of saying, "It is finished. It is finished." I know I've been in a place where people sit down before the work is complete. If you're running a race, the only time I've seen those who are serious sit down is after they've crossed the finish line. I've not seen people in a race sit down before, except a comic called Ekanya. Some of you remember that comic character a long time ago, because now we Pastor Gary used to say that, "You pastors, you think you're still young, you're now old, because some of the jokes you're going to give to people, they can't even relate." So someone said, "Who is Ekanya?" In those days, there was a comic character called Ekanya. And he would lighten the hearts of people every day. put something in the news. So Ekanya was in arrest one time. And he went right on his max. God said, go. Boy, Ekanya left everybody. He began to sprint and he looked back. There was so far and the crowds began to cheer, Ekanya, Ekanya, Ekanya. Then Ekanya turned to the crowd and he began doing this, Ekanya, Ekanya. He enjoyed the applause before he had finished the rest. Not Jesus. The Bible says, he, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. And not even taking the shame and the pain it would bring to him, he knew it. He endured it. Why? For the price. And the price was to make sure that everything necessary for sin to be dealt with would be dealt with once for all. Give him glory. And that's why he sat at the cross when he said, it is finished, my friends. It is
finished. Come on.
Nothing more, nothing less. It is finished. His sacrifice was superior to any other sacrifices. When he sat down, the work of redemption was finished. Religion tells us, keep trying hard. But Jesus says, it is finished. So my friends, why are you still living as though Jesus forgave you but didn't completely cleanse you from sin? Today, please know, he perfectly and completely cleanses us from our sin. No more guilt trips by the devil. When he reminds you, tell him, what is that? Because whenever God forgives, he casts it in the sea of forgetfulness. Gone. 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 So stop striving to earn forgiveness. Live from a place of grace and not guilt. So God, God's radiant Son, Jesus, perfectly reveals who God is to us. He powerfully holds all things together. He perfectly and completely cleanses us from our sin. And finally, he powerfully reigns supreme. He reigns supreme. And that's why the scripture says that when he sat down, revealing his work is complete, he just didn't sit down anywhere. He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, revealing his divine authority. The position where Jesus is a position of authority, of supremacy. He reigns sovereign. It's a position of honor. You see, Jesus is not only our Savior, he is Lord. Savior saved us from sin. Lord, he's the master with authority. And that's why when you are coming to Christ, you confess both him as a Savior, but also as Lord. He becomes your master. He's in charge. He's in charge. Let me ask you, is that how you live your life? You see, we've grown so familiar with Jesus that sometimes we want him for salvation only. We forget to recognize his Lord. If he's truly Lord, then we go to him to learn about life. We obey him. And because Jesus is Lord, we worship him. We honor him. In the early days of Christianity, there was a debate about whether Jesus was really God. And there's a gentleman who was brilliant, charismatic, and actually also a theologian. He came up with an idea that was bringing confusion. He said that, you know what? Jesus wasn't fully human and he wasn't fully God. It seemed such a noble idea. And then he began to teach that Jesus was above humans but below God. He was an in-between. And it created confusion. But when the scriptures began to be read, the testimonies of the apostles and their teachings and the witnesses that had actually seen Jesus, historians also joined in the whole effort. Some who hated Christianity began to verify, did this man Jesus really live? With every historical method of verifying facts, all of them agreed. There was a man from Galilee, ordinary man living under Roman oppression, whose teachings were so powerful and his influence was couldn't be ignored. So they said, when it comes to the person called Jesus, he existed. And when they began to investigate and say, okay, what of the fact that he is also God, he's divine? The historian said that, you know, when you see his followers, they claim he rose from the grave. For that, we don't know if we can verify. But they said we can't deny, because there's no human being that has had so much influence. And when they are dead, people continue to follow them and worship them and even be willing to die for them. The only reason they were willing to die is because they know the man who died came back to life. And so because he did, they believe they'll come back to life. And that theory of Jesus, not fully God, not fully man, died. And that's when the church leaders came up with what they call the Nicene Creed, that affirms faith. We believe in God, the Father. He's the creator of everything. We believe in his Son, Jesus, the very essence of God. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And that's what they were affirming. Because you see, my friends, Jesus is not just a baby who became important. He's God's radiant Son, Savior and Lord. The glory of heaven stepped down into a manger to save us. That's why Christmas is important. This child whose birth we celebrate every Christmas, he's God's radiant Son. He came to perfectly reveal God to us. He came to remind us that he powerfully holds everything together because he created it. He, God's radiant Son, Jesus, perfectly, completely cleanses us from sin. Finally, he powerfully reigns supreme. So today, as Pastor Brian gets ready to come and close the service, some of you are beginning to see Jesus differently from how you saw him before. And that's the opportunity we have every Christmas, to get a new appreciation of Jesus. Some of you today need to trust him fully to hold your life together. You've been trying so hard. Trust him. Some of you today need to let go of the guilt you've been carrying for a long time as a child of God, and know that you have been forgiven and your sins have been cleansed. But there's some others, you don't even know what true forgiveness is. You don't know what to be cleansed from your sin feels like. You've never experienced what it means to be born again. You can't today. You can surrender your life to Jesus God's radiant sun. And for all of us, we must acknowledge Jesus is not just Savior. He is Lord. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,